What do you call corn that is shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands? Corn.
I don't know. I'm going to hominid, but that's not
even. No. You just shuck it, and then you cook it. You cook it whole, and then you pick it out and you eat it.
Oh, corn cob.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Chipmunk. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells good?
You know what? I read about an owl. Said the owl had no sense of smell. Said the reason for that is because they ate skunks.
Oh, gosh.
Owls good. What do buzzards have? They got any sense of smell?
Buzzards?
They eat stuff that's...
Yeah, they got... I understand they have a tremendous sense of smell.
And
that's how they
that
spot things.
Uh-huh. By the odor. Uh-huh. I know. But that's what it said.
They just must have a different idea of what's good and bad.
Did you know that an owl had to move their head to see anything? They can't look around and see. You know, I see you, but I'm not looking at you. You know, that's what the nigger said good one day when he was up there. He said, "Where did you see it?" He says, "Yes, I saw it." "Well, were you looking at it?" "No, sir, I wasn't looking at it." But says, "I'm not looking at you, but I see you." "So I'm not looking at you, but I see you." So an owl can't see anything unless he's doing his head. It's got to turn your head to see. And then another thing is, its eyelids close like folks.
Yeah,
and other birds.
Come up. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground? What do you call one that lives on that lives in the water?
Uh-huh.
And what about one that lives in the land on the land?
Toad.
Okay. And what do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise? Sometimes they live up in trees.
Little tree frog, all I know.
Okay.
Tree frog.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait?
Mussel. Wigglers. Wigglers.
Okay.
They're larger and bigger than the earthworms. The earthworms and wigglers.
Okay.
Usually find the wigglers around in the woods where pine trees underneath the straw.
Do you fish?
Just crazy about it, but then I got too feeble. I fell in a lake last time I went, so I have been back right. And this night walking along the edge of it, and just low right there where I was walking. I thought I heard a snake right along there. Man, I stepped over there right quick, and I just went over. My foot went down, and had been my son-in-law and his son. Well, I drowned, but they were right pretty close to me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And looked and saw them when I fell, and they came pull me out right quick. So I've been afraid to go ever since.
I don't blame you a bit. I think I'd stay away from it, too.
Too feeble.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the
lightning bugs we did called a million when I was a kid, put them in tissue paper, make them light up.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Snake doctors?
Mm-hmm.
They have another name for it. I suppose they do have another name, but that's a common name.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Well, that's what I want. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks like... Oh,
there you go.
What do you call nuts that ripen under the ground?
What?
Nuts that ripen underground.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure you do. What's the most common kind of nut?
Yeah, it's not the most common.